Just a couple of things, you know, on the roster move. You know, I think everybody saw we put Pernell McPhee on injury reserve. We brought up Jonathan Anderson from the practice squad. Taking his place on the practice squad was wide receiver, or is wide receiver, Mikhail McKay. Any questions?
John, what exactly were the specifics of the surgery that Kyle Long had
to do? Yeah, again, I don't want to get too technical, but it was a neck surgery. They did it was a herniated disc that one of our doctors here, you know, did the surgery. I think he came out of it, talked to him last night and this morning. But he seemed to – was another successful surgery, as they most are. You know, that's the extent that I know without getting too technical.
When did you first become aware that that was an issue for him? Really
after we shut him down, he had a lot of, you know, things bothering him, his ankle, shoulder, you know, the neck was a little bit of an issue. Didn't know the extent, but, you know, now we do, and it's been repaired.
What were the remaining surgeries for him this offseason?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, they just kind of got through this one. You know, he'll recover. You know, really what's next on the docket, I'm not really sure. I'd be purely speculating.
By social media, at least, that it was one of three surgeries?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know that. You know, he'd be a better one to give you that information.
John, is there a lesson to be learned there as far as Kyle, as far as, you know, when he had the labrum, just take care of the labrum and then maybe you won't have all the other issues that follow?
I don't know that any of that stuff. I mean, I think playing football is a common denominator. I'll just leave it at that.
Thoughts on
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I think I got asked this earlier. You know, we don't spend a lot of time looking at records. You know, we look at the tape and the video, and they're a talented football team. Been in a lot of football games competitively. You know, had leads in games. You know, been close to winning some games, and you know, this league's about winning close games. That's the difference between records. So, you know, our guys fully understand that, and you know, right now we're concerned a little bit more with us.
Were you surprised that Akeem Hicks didn't get more consideration for the Pro Bowl? I think he was a fourth alternate. And what is he? What would you say he has meant to the team, both on and off the field?
Well, my experience is that, you know, a lot of the Pro Bowl voting, players of the week, players of the month, you know, the one common denominator there is winning as a football team. So, you know, I think there's a few individuals that get named to the Pro Bowl every year that maybe, you know, maybe weren't a part of winning teams, but the list is short. So, you know, I think Akeem's played good football for us. We still got two games left, and, you know, we're going to need him to play well those remaining two. But I think those things come with team success.
John, McPhee came back and then got injured again, which has happened before. Is there any way to keep the guy healthy? Or when you look
I missed the first part.
Came back and then was injured again, which is a scenario that has happened before with him. Is there any way to keep him healthier? When you look back, is there anything you could have done better to make him last longer?
Probably left him in the training room. That's a little healthier than playing football, but I think, you know, it was a little bit different deal. This has been a shoulder. It's an impinged shoulder. It's one he tried to go with. You know, I mean, he gutted it up. Actually played pretty well, you know, in the Detroit game. But he kind of retweaked it, and, you know, with two games remaining, just think it's probably better for him and us that we put him on injury reserve.
John, what do you make of your interceptions total for the defense this year, only six?
You know, I think we've made some strides in our secondary play from last year to this year. You know, I think that's evident in some of our statistics defensively. You know, I think we've had our hands on our share of balls. We just haven't come down with them. You know, it's something that we can definitely improve at. I think, you know, as time goes, you work on those types of things as far as there's a skill set to that. You know, so typically, I mean, I started most of the season even being a defensive coordinator with the idea if you get your hands on all the balls or catch all the balls you get your hands on, you usually lead the league in interceptions. And that's not been our case through 14 games. We still have two games remaining. I think those totals are up from they were a year ago. You know, I think overall both the giveaways and takeaways are more manageable. Say this year compared to last year, it's both, you know, it's really all three phases when you look at it. But, you know, again, I think, you know, something that you try to get fixed along the way.
You mentioned McPhee, obviously the 15th player on injured reserve. Last offseason, so much talk from Ryan. You guys, top to bottom, scoured this place to look at everything so this wouldn't happen again. Surprised it happened again, and do you now have to look at everything all over again?
No, I'm not. You know, again, I think when you look around the league, you know, I don't think we're the Lone Ranger. You know, I think, you know, it's part of football. It's part of you know, everything you look at, whether it's veteran players, whether it's getting younger, whether it's, you know, I think the game has just gotten faster, and I think there's the injuries are up, I think, around the league.
Kevin, the process, what was your assessment of Myles Garrett?
Tremendous player, tremendous talent. You know, his skill set, you know, I think most people probably had him, if not one, you know, in the top three on their draft boards. But he's a tremendous talent, and, you know, you can see that on tape.
One of the biggest things you have to be aware of on that,
have you seen him with his offensive line? Well, just his athleticism, his length. You know, he's got good playing strength for the speed and athleticism he has. So our guys will definitely know where he is.
You guys were able to bring Kaiser in a couple of times before the draft. What did you see in him at the time? You know, in the
pre-draft. Well, he's got, you know, a lot of the measurables. He's got good athleticism. He can make all the throws. You see evidence of that on tape. You know, I think he seems to operate what they're doing. I mean, they've got some read options. They utilize him both as a ball carrier as well as a passer. You know, again, he's a young quarterback, you know, learning this league.
What Kyle Fuller went through last year, what have you thought of how he's come back?
Well, it's pretty, you know, it says a lot about the kid. You know, I think, you know, obviously a frustrating year for him. You know, he worked very hard this offseason. I think he's worked very hard this season. You know, there's maintenance things that you can do, you know, because it is a long season. There's different things, exercises and maintenance, you know, that you can do to kind of keep yourself healthy, keep yourself going. And I think he's done a tremendous job.
All right, thank you.